The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from the home studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, downtown San Francisco. And this show has been going over 15 years. Great to have you with us. Back on Sirius XM as well, catching you on channel 211 in progress, wherever you might happen to be listening. It's great to have you with us. The Video Game Review, the only hour all week where we are not talking sports on Sports Byline, also on SB Nation Radio as well. So wherever you might happen to be, it's great to have you with us. It's not just sports video games, by the way. It's all video games. And I go way back. I had Pong when it came out. So I know that makes me sound pretty old. But I do believe video games, life would only be half as good without them. And that's why I host this show, but it is a collaborative effort. I want to know what you're playing. What's good, what's bad, what's ugly, what's overhyped, underhyped. What can you tell us? We all have our own cup of tea. I'd love to play video games 24/7. That's not possible. Just Clockwork Orange, pry my eyes open, and drop water on my eyeballs. But what do you like? We have a toll-free line where we can communicate all that. It's 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 7529. Works coast to coast, border to border. Also, across the borders, Mexico and Canada as well. All right. As I mentioned, Sirius XM, also Sports Byline USA and SB Nation Radio. We stream through those homepages, sportsbyline.com. Go there. Click listen live. Any email, send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. At the end of the show, I give away a cheat code request for some older game, as I like to look up for you on some of the older platforms. Also, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2 in 35 million homes as we go through your television set. Very surreal experience. A couple of apropos applications, the TuneIn Radio app and the iHeartRadio app will catch the show as well. And then, of course, if you'd like to get in on the Twitter, it is at Rick Tittle as I enunciate my T's. We'll give a brand new game away as well as we always do in the release dates. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on the Video Game Review.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Remember in the beginning,
When you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Coming up at 40 after. Normally that's the time when I give away a brand new game, but we have somebody on. Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones is somebody who's talking about how video games can help you. Oh, yeah. I always, by the way, get video games backs. And what that means is sometimes they're an easy scapegoat for things that go wrong. And, it's the video game and this and that. So he's researched this. He's been on a lot of news and books and all sorts of things, podcasts. We'll have him on at 40 after. We'll give away a brand new game in the next segment that's coming up. By the way, lines are available at 800-878-PLAY, as you can get in that way as well. So I usually start off the show by saying, what have you been playing this week? And the thing is, this is the last show of 2018. So I have to give out my game of the year. Now, in the past, sometimes I would go into each category and each platform. I don't go into each platform anymore. I kind of lump everybody together because I'm sort of at the point where, you know, it used to be like if a game was multi-platform, that we used to do this little trick, and I was guilty of it as well, and that is if there were two really good games and they were both on the PS4 and on the Xbox, what have you, one, then you'd give one for one and one for the other. And that's kind of a cop-out because they look basically the same. So, you know, if it's an Xbox or PS4 exclusive, well, then that's something different, obviously. But before I get into that, I always like to take a look at the worst reviewed games of the year. And so I was... And this is the other thing, too, is like I don't like trashing games. I'll always tell you my honest opinion on them because on the one hand, it's very easy to just, flush a game down the toilet that's been worked on for 3, 4, 5 years. And I think about all that went into it, and it doesn't do me any favors to say, yeah, this game stinks. Don't buy it. It's a waste of your money. And I'd much rather give a game a glowing review. And since we are in the golden age of video games, they've never been more prevalent, they've never been cooler, there is still a lot of trash out there. People trying to rush it in, they try to glom onto your cash. So I looked, first of all, on Metacritic just to see the overall scores, what they had. And I've never seen in my life, now this was a game that came out in the spring of this year, in May, I've never seen a 0.1 score. Once again, a 0.1. Not a 1. It's rare enough to get a game that's a 1. This was a 0.1. And the game is Wild West Online. And if you look at it graphically, it looks like kind of a Red Dead ripoff. The graphics aren't horrible. It's an FPS game. But I looked at a couple of the critic reviews. Now, the user reviews are always going to be a little bit more harsh. Critics never on a scale of 100. The lowest a critic is ever going to give a game is about a 20 or a 30. Because they'll look at the effort, they'll look at the graphics, and they'll try to see the forest for the trees. And they'll say, look, this game isn't very fun. There's a lot wrong with it. It's pretty pointless. But, you know, look at the shading. Look at the pixel rate. You know, they'll get into it's sort of like movies that are really bad, but will get critical acclaim because of something quirky in them. But user reviews. Users will give flat-out zeros. So looking at some of the critic reviews for Wild West Online, and this is for the PC, and one reviewer said, Wild West Online will not quench your thirst. On the contrary, it will have the effect of a spoonful of salt in the middle of a scorching desert. Another guy said, or gal, this review said, the contentless husk of an MMO with uninteresting mechanics and a progression system with no rewards. Another one said, Wild West Online isn't a real game. Another one said, Wild West Online is a complete mess. Don't buy it. That would be bad enough, right? Well, let me tell you a couple of the user reviews. This one is for Jasper at Home. It says, this game is a buggy microtransaction mess. You start out with terrible-looking characters with an equally terrible outfit. In order to get other items of clothing, like a measly hat, you need to grind for hours. The world is boring and stale, and it has nothing to do apart from wander around. The graphics could have been much better, but yet they only made it because they wanted money from RDR2. It is a rushed-out game with no story or literally anything fun to do. The only things to do are to go to farms and get quests that take ages because the things you don't need don't respawn. All you can tell is that this game was only made to capture the audience of an RDR2 as it was rushed so it could beat the original release date. It is meant to be a fully released game, but it is terribly buggy. The horses move like robots. There are no NPCs. This is a very bad game. And then it said, it was a waste of £30. Aha. And so a lot of them just say trash game, no content. But this last one I'll read here says, okay, like the worst game ever. Devs have been totally dishonest with the community. There are two very strong verified connections to the most notorious scammer in gaming history, Sergey Tivov. Awful game, awful devs, awful community managers. Do yourself a favor from the gaming community, and stay away from this game. And yet, as I watch it, and I look at some of the video on it, yeah, it doesn't look like the greatest thing ever made. But to say that it has zero content, I think is a little bit misleading. But I do back up what some of these people say who play it, because there's something, I'll tell you the way I judge games. The way I judge games is just by one single solitary deal. And I can look at some of the other things, but it's just fun. And that's it. Is the game fun? And if the game is fun, then I like it. If I look back over perhaps, like look at the Atari 2600. Adventure, and I'll get into this a little bit later, but that had nothing. You were just a little square. That's all you were. And when you stabbed these dragons, they looked like duckies, a green ducky, red ducky, and it would go poo. That was the sound, poo, poo, poo. And at the time, 1982, at the time, it was pretty cool. And so you go back and you don't say, oh, my gosh, what a piece of garbage. No, because at the time, that was the technology that was available. But the thing is, it was just fun. You know, Tetris. Doom, doo, doo, doom, doo, doo, doom, doo, doo, doom. Why did we play that game? Because it was fun, right? It was fun. You say, well, you know, how far can you get? I remember Steve Wozniak from Apple fame, he turned it over 10 times. And I thought, well, that guy's actually smart. You know, that was like the Rubik's Cube at the time. It was fun. So when I hear these games, oh, it's a game of the year, this and that, and you know, some Naughty Dog thing like The Last of Us or you know, some game where it pulls the joystick out of your hand and you watch it as a movie. To me, that's not fun. and you say, oh, we got, you know, Liam Neeson to do it, and we got Chris Pine, and like, I don't really care who you got. It's no fun. I don't, if I want to watch a movie, I want to watch a movie. And I understand having cutscenes, and I understand having cinematics and such things. But if you're going to pull the joystick out of my hand, then what am I playing? So well, when we come back, I'll tell you some of the games I really liked, and some of them you may or may not agree with me. But I think the gist of this segment is to apparently stay away from Wild West Online. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on the Video Game Review.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review, coming to you from Sports Byline Studios here in downtown San Francisco, also on SB Nation Radio and Sirius XM. Rick Tittle with you. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk to a man who talks about how video games can save your life, perhaps. be very interesting to get his perspective. So normally the way this show works is in that time slot about 40 after I give away a brand new game. So we're going to move that up. And also the games that come out in the last quarter. And this is the thing, you know, when I talk about what's new, and they're usually Tuesday releases, sometimes Friday, sometimes Saturday. But when I talk about what's new, at the end of the year, everybody's on vacation. Like, I can tell you here in this building, it's practically empty right now. Why? Because everybody is in between the holidays and the new year. So normally I can point to these days and say this is exactly what's coming out. A lot of these games that I'm going to tell you about here in this segment that are coming out are basically Q4 releases or quarter four. And since the quarter is about to conclude, then we can say, these might be coming out because the companies that say this game is coming out or that game isn't coming out, I haven't heard from them one way or the other. So it's probably going to be a less than inspiring list of games that are coming out. But let's talk about the game I'm giving away today. And by the way you win it is just by sending me the correct answer to my email address, which is rick@sportsbyline.com. That's sports and then B-Y-L-I-N-E. Some people add a U in there like you're buying something. Sportsbyline.com, rick@sportsbyline.com. The game is Thronebreaker, The Witcher Tales. This is a PC game. I give them out for different formats throughout the weeks of the year. This is a one-player strategy game rated T for teen, and it's published and developed by CD Projekt Red. This game came out last month. It is a very meaty RPG game. And isometric exploration. It's a pretty simple map to navigate, and it's also a game in which you are deck building, if you know about Thronebreaker. So if you'd like to win, the question is, Thronebreaker, The Witcher Tales, what would you say if you looked at this title, what are you breaking? And you'd say, what? A throne? There you go. That's all I need. I'm not Alex Trebek. I'm not trying to be cute or tricky or I'm just trying to give a game away. So the third person answer this correctly will get the game. What do you break in this game? Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com, and the game is Thronebreaker, The Witcher Tales, rated T for teen, from CD Projekt Red. They developed it and they publish it. And by the way, IGN gave this an 8.5. So that puts it into a silver category, which puts me in the mind of some games that deserve awards this year. Now, it's funny. I thought that I was going to be absolutely inundated with choices. If you had asked me about 3 months ago, Rick, which game is going to be your game of the year? And I thought, oh, my gosh, there are so many awesome games coming out. I'm a huge fan of the Battlefield series. I couldn't wait for Battlefield to get back to its roots in World War II with Battlefield 5. Of course, Red Dead Redemption 2 is as hyped a game as you're going to see. You see their commercials in NFL games. I'm sure it'll be in the Super Bowl as well. What's that, $6 million for 30 seconds? Think about the new Black Ops 4, Call of Duty. Think about Fallout 76. And deep down, that might have been the one I was waiting for the most. And when it comes down to it, all four of those games left me a little bit flat. And I love elements of all those games. And I'm not saying that it's not, oh, the greatest thing ever, just to, you know, be sassy. I know a lot of people like some games that maybe were a little bit like under the radar, like Celeste on the Xbox One got a lot of people saying it should be game of the year. Undertale on the Switch is another one. But my game of the year, and I'm just going to tell you right now, my game of the year is Super Smash Bros. Ultimate on the Switch. Why? Because it's the funnest game I've played this year. And I'm not a Super Smash Bros. Fanboy. I don't have to have this game, but this game is just pure fun all the way through. And I like the one player sort of campaign, if you like. I know people, they'll look at Shadow of Colossus. They'll look at God of War on PS4, and they'll think those games are great games. But those games, as I said, a lot of times they take the joystick out of your hand. You're watching them instead of playing them. Not the case with Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. And that's not my sole criterion for which a game has to be the best game of the year. Red Dead Redemption 2 on the Xbox One and the PS4 is a great game. But it's also a game where I find the combat quite maddening. And it's not that I'm against over-the-shoulder. I'm fine with the Skyrims of the world. I'm fine with the Fallouts over the world. I can deal with over-the-shoulder third-person combat. But to me, it's not intuitive. You have to sort of line it up. So while you're getting shot and not really hurt, it's like, hold still, I've almost aimed on you. And then you can use the auto-aim, but then when you use the auto-aim, you don't want the auto-aim. So it's not a game that keeps me coming back for more time and time and time and time again. It is fun. I do like it. I'm not trying to say Red Dead Redemption 2 is a bad game, because it's not. But man, to get off that mountain in the beginning of the game, to finally get down out of the snow, how long did that take? I mean, goodness gracious. How long did that take? It took forever to finally get off the mountain so you could actually maybe get a little bit of playing. I do love the cinematic when you want to go to one place to the other, and then it basically goes letterbox, as we used to say, and then it just goes from there. It's great. But as I said, it's just not my favorite game as far as action goes. Battlefield 5 to me is not as good as its predecessor, Battlefield 1. The graphics in Battlefield 5 sort of feel like Hardline, which I didn't like at all. That's when Battlefield decided they wanted to be GTA. It's not as good, Battlefield 5, as Battlefield 4, and it's not even good as good as Battlefield Bad Company 2, which is a last-gen game. So it's a fun game. The Black Ops game is fun, but that's just, you know, it's like playing a new edition of Madden or FIFA. It's just sort of like a perennial title that comes out, and the maps are a little bit different. I do like the fact that no longer are you wearing exosuits and floating, but you still have people that as soon as they run in, they jump in midair and they shoot you from midair. And it's kind of same old, same old. It's fun. I played a lot of it. But the Fallout 76, you know, when I started playing it, and of course, Todd Howard of Bethesda came out and said, ooh, by the way, guess what's going to happen? Guess what's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen is that the other players are real people. Like, what? Yeah. And so 12 people to a map. I went in, started playing. I got killed twice. One time I threw a grenade that accidentally hit a guy's house. I was trying to kill these scorchers, and then I was on a list, a bounty. But I was just playing two nights ago, and I decided, you know what? I love Fallout. I'm going to embrace it, and I'm just going to ignore everybody else. And so here I am playing two nights ago. I'm doing well. I'm building up my places. I'm trying to avoid other people. And I'm in a fight, and I got a shotgun, and all of a sudden, somebody else, another player, dressed as a big fat guy, that's the person they chose, comes running in with a meat cleaver and starts running right at me. Now, I pull up my shotgun, and it's a little nerve-wracking because you don't expect to see somebody else. It's almost like in real life, like someone taps you on the shoulder. You think you're alone in a room. So I pull the shotgun up, aim it right at the dude, and then the dude stops. There's just a pause. And I'm like, all right, make your move. And then the guy did the little thumbs up, and it made a sound like whoop, like, hey, buddy, I'm with you. And all I thought was, okay, he doesn't want to fight. That's cool. But then that guy followed me around for 20 minutes. No matter what I did, no matter who I fought, he was right there. Every little stupid place I went, that guy was right there. And so I finally warped back to my camp. That was the only way to get rid of him. So Fallout 76, I hate. I hate that there are other people on the map. I don't like it. It ruins it for me. Will I play it again? I guess. I guess I'll play it again. So the four games through which I thought one would be the game of the year, Battlefield 5, Black Ops 4, Red Dead 2, Fallout 76, none of those is my game of the year. And they're all good games. These are all games that are 7 or above. They are worth your money, they're worth your time, and they are fun. But to me, and even though it came late, in fact, it came very late, what was it, December 7th? Yes, I think it was Pearl Harbor Day. Super Smash Brothers on the Switch came out. I know not everybody has a Switch. You should get it. But that is my 2018 Game of the Year. It's like the movie and the Oscars when they come out right before. All right, we're going to take a quick break. On the other side, we're going to bring in a man who talks about how video games can help you in more ways than just entertainment. I'm Rick Tittle. Be right back on the Video Game Review.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to Sports Byline, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's my pleasure now to welcome Scott Jones to the program. He is the host of the podcast Heavily Pixelated. He has been a reporter and writer about video games in many different outlets. You may have seen him in Esquire, USA Today, CNN as well. And he's here to talk about how video games can really shine a positive light on many people's lives, especially when they're going through trying times. And Scott, you're preaching to the choir. I have always got the back of video games over the years. They're an easy target for people to blame. But what was the genesis for you? Because I understand that you had gone through some tough times yourself.
Oh, man, I've gone through multiple tough times in my life. You know, in every step of the way, you know, whenever if you know, my girlfriend left me, which has happened multiple times at my age, or if I got bad news from the doctor, the first thing I would do is go to the video game store and what am I going to play next? What am I going to buy? What's going to get me through the next couple of weeks? And when I was a kid, and I wrote a story about this a couple of weeks ago for the Globe and Mail, I had a neighbor who molested me. And it's not the cheeriest story, especially around the holiday season. But I asked my mother for help, and she didn't help me. And I know it gets worse and worse. But, you know, at the time, the Atari 2600 was the console that reigned supreme. Mm-hmm. And I really looked to the console for its simplicity and its clarity and the bright colors and the fact that you can control stuff on your television, which seemed incredibly powerful for me. And, you know, I didn't really realize it at the time, but the reason why I fell in love with video games and would go on to build my career around them is because of what the Atari 2600 did for me and during my time of need. And so every time, you know, parents say to kids, oh, you know, why don't you shut that off? Like, what a waste of time. Go outside and play. You know, I think there are moments when you know, for kids and for adults, when we need to say, no, today I need to stay inside and play, and I need to take care of myself, and games can help us do that.
There's no doubt, and I remember the 2600. It came out when I was in high school, and playing it at Adventure, and it was a real thrill for me to finally meet Warren Robinette years later at a game developers conference.
Oh, wow.
But the thing was, I was an okay student. I was a pretty good athlete. It's not like I, you know, lost myself in some sort of MMORPG, but I just remember how the 2600 was just, it was, in life you need things to look forward to, even if it's just something little like that.
Yeah, and I do think that's the other thing about technology. And, you know, I just feel like I'm so tired of reading media stories or seeing a news, you know, story about how every time there's a school shooting, and especially in North America and in the United States, like, this happens often, like, games are the first thing thrown under the bus. You know, it's video games is the reason why this happened. It started with Columbine, really. And I just felt like I want to change that narrative. I really wanted to redefine the ways in which the media perceives video games, because I don't think that's fair at all. And I feel like we need to have an answer for them.
You know, and that's the other thing, too, is that as I said, it's an easy target, especially ignorant politicians as well. And I think, listen, if you're crazy, you're crazy one way or the other. And plus, you don't want video games to raise your children. You still have to, you know, the great games are rated just like movies are for a specific audience. You don't want to give a GTA game to someone who's in kindergarten. But the other thing is, I sort of feel like people who are filled with rage, that it can be cathartic. There are a lot of times when I'm not feeling very happy, and I'll go play Battlefield 4 and shoot some people up.
Yeah.
And I get it out of my system. I kind of feel like there'd be more violence without those games.
No, I agree with you 100%. I do think there's cathartic value in video games, and I do think a lot of people can get that stuff out and express themselves and express the more primal sides of ourselves in the video game space. But I also feel like there's just, it's easy, again, it's an easy media story for people to just look at games and think games are defined by Call of Duty or defined by Battlefield or defined by shooting. You know, the first person shooter genre is all about, you know, you have this virtual gun on the screen and you're just running around shooting other people. But there are more interesting shooters out there. I mean, you know, you look at Half-Life 1 or you look at Half-Life 2, like the Half-Life series, it's full of intelligence and emotion and real characters. And I just really would like to grab the spotlight and drag it over to games like Half-Life, where you know, you realize there's more substance there than it usually gets credit for.
Wearing my Black Mesa t-shirt today, believe it or not. Rick Tittle with Scott Jones, the host of Heavily Pixel. I'm waiting for Valve for that sequel. And we've been waiting forever on that, by the way.
I know. Well, you know, that's the thing. It breaks my heart sometimes because I know there's probably been Half-Life 3, 4, 5, and 6 that's been created at Valve, but they decided not to release it because it was terrible.
Yeah.
Because Valve is Valve. You know, they always have such high expectations for the things that they build, and I'm glad that they do, and I'm glad that we have a place that has enough money and resources to not have to sort of say, well, let's just release this. And yeah, I'm glad that they put such a premium on the quality of it, because we're going to get a great game eventually. It might not be tomorrow, but in 5 years, hopefully we'll play Half-Life 3.
All right, you make me feel a little bit better. The other thing is too, and I say on my video game show, I always say, are you playing a game? Are you kind of like, it's not a romantic relationship, but it's like a relationship with a game. Or are you a free agent? You know, you got a couple of seasons of sports games going on. You throw in this and that. Because I can tell you, if I'm doing a Skyrim or a Fallout game, that's all I'm playing, you know. And so, you know, a Red Dead 2, that's all I'm playing. So that's the other thing, too. It's something that sort of captivates your mind, and to me it's all about fun, you know, and we try to have as much fun as we can in our life without hurting other people, and that's how I judge a game, not on pixels or voice acting or hype. It's just fun.
No, I think that's true, and I really like your point about the you know, the ways in which we develop relationships with these products. And I think the relationship with video games, because of the agency we have as players, you know, movies passive, TV shows passive, even reading, you know, you have to work a little harder, but it's still a passive activity. But with video games, you really do build, I feel, what, you know, the real relationships with these experiences. And so it's a very intimate medium that you have to spend energy in order to enjoy. And I, again, that's something that I don't think enough people really realize about video games and the energy we need to play them. Like, it's a very different experience from every other medium out there.
You know, it's, I don't know, maybe about 10 years ago, I had on the guy that did the movie Second Skin, which was about these people who their whole view of reality became their MMORPGs. And that's basically all they did every waking moment. And I think a lot of times video gamers get lumped into that, but it's everything in moderation. Even, you know, working out, you can work out too much. And if you do it at the right time, like with little kids, it can really puzzle solving, a lot of cognitive development and hand-eye coordination. It's not a waste of time.
Yeah, I agree. And that's always the counterpoint to what I do, because I've been in the media for a long time. I video games have literally fed me for a long time. And I do feel like, you know, parents will sometimes say to me, but these things are bad for my kids because they can't stop playing them. And I do feel like that as you grow up and as you get into your teens and early 20s and 30s, and, you know, at my age now, I'm in my 40s, but you do learn that less is more sometimes, that you don't need to maybe play the entire game in a night or a weekend or a week. Like, sometimes just going back to these worlds and really letting, you know, just sort of steeping yourself in the experience of playing them. I mean, that's something I feel like gamers, as they mature, they need to learn. They need to learn how to consume these things the same way, you know, you need to learn not to eat all of the ice cream, you know, every time you open up ice cream. You know, you just eat a little bit and you really enjoy the hell out of it. But then once, you know, then you put it away, and it's a much more satisfying experience if you go that route instead of, you know, the eat it all in one sitting route.
Yeah, you can watch a speed run on YouTube. It doesn't mean you have to do a speed run.
That's right.
Now, with Heavily Pixelated, you have talked to a lot of people and a lot of interesting stories about how video games have helped them in some really tragic situations.
That's right. And, you know, I love podcasts, you know, like I love radio culture. I grew up with radio culture. I listened to baseball games on you know, the radio. And when I was a kid in upstate New York, and you know, I'd listen to the Yankee games, you know, even though we were 4 hours north of New York City. There's an intimacy with podcasts that I really wanted to tap into. And I really wanted to create something that really sort of spoke to people like myself. Like, you know, again, I'm in my late 40s now, and I don't necessarily want to have the same conversation that they're having on IGN about the graphics in Breath of the Wild versus mm-hmm. the graphics in God of War. Like, I don't want that. I've outgrown that conversation. Mm-hmm. So my question was, what's next? And so Heavily Pixelated is my first attempt at trying to answer that question. Like, I feel like the gamers that I know, the people who either work in the industry or the people who are just fans on the outside, consumers, they're some of the most evolved, most intelligent, most articulate people I've ever met. And I thought, how can I not, you know, sit down with these people and ask them to tell me about the moment in their lives when a game really got them through something that was, you know, really scary and, you know, emotionally debilitating. And you know, I have stories myself, which is what I wrote about for the Globe and the Mail, but I want to hear other people's stories. You know, I've had incredible guests on the show, people who really opened themselves up and told me things that happened in their lives. And we talked specifically about the games that got them through their tough times. And then at the very end, I like to create a moment of gratitude. And I like to put them on the phone with the game's creators so they can literally say the words, thank you. Because I don't think anybody thanks people for making these things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of the arc of every episode of Heavily Pixelated.
And you think it's how funny that Activision started so they could actually say, I'm putting my name on this game, saying that I made
it.
Yeah.
I love that story for sure. You know, and I feel like the people behind these games, you know, I feel like they just get lost or they get forgotten, or, you know, like the game comes out and, you know, well, we gave it a 6 or we gave it a 7. It's just like, there are people who worked on this game for 2 to 4 years and probably longer in lots of cases. And they have memories, and those were experiences. And, you know, a lot of that stuff, you know, that, you know, what they went through to create what they created is lost because of, you know, NDAs and legal, you know, documents and things like that. But I feel like this story on the outside, what games do for people and what you know, how we play them and when we turn to them and what situation requires what kind of game, like, you know, that's a conversation I want to listen to. That's the kind of conversation I want to have with people.
That is Scott Jones. Make sure you check out the podcast, Heavily Pixelated. Scott, great stuff, man. As I said, I'm right with you. You're doing a great job, and let's catch up soon.
Thank you so much, and Half-Life 3 is coming. I know it, so don't lose the faith.
All right, I'm holding on. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thanks for that, Rick Tittle, back with you. Closing out the show here real quickly. We have to get to the cheat code and the new releases all together. There's only a few of those. By the way, the cheat code emails rick@sportsbyline.com. This one comes from Hank. He said, Rick, how do I unlock everything? I know there's a code for NHL 2K6 on the Xbox. I love that. This is a 12, 13, 14-year-old game, 2K6 on the Xbox. Go to the option screens and then put your profile name as Turco813, capital T-U-R-C-O 813, I guess as in Marty Turco, who was the Stars goalie, Turco813. Just four games coming out, as I mentioned, everybody's on vacay. Nintendo Switch has Xenon Valkyrie, roguelike platformer with RPG elements. Also on the Switch, Dreamwalker, action puzzler where you control the maze, shepherding Walker safely to his goal. Fitness boxing on the Switch. Get off the couch and get moving with fun boxing-based rhythmic exercises set to instrumental beats. And finally, Castronauts on the Switch. Keep your spaceship together in Castronauts. Or I should say, Catastronauts. I almost ruined it. Catastronauts, a space-based multiplayer action game. All of these on the Switch. Everybody else, vacation. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you next week, same bat time on the Video Game Review.